Kurz lifted the last piece of his armor from the shadowed alcove and raised it above his head. He turned towards the door of his chamber and lowered his helmet until the skull-faced visor connected to his gorget with a hiss of pressurization. His vision shifted subtly, and his perceptions broadened as he blended with the shadows of the dimly lit chamber. He slowed his breathing and stretched out his senses. The darkness, a second home to him after so many years spent in its embrace as a predator on the weak and guilty. He felt a moment's regret that it had come to this, but he quashed such notions viciously. Doubt, regret, and hesitancy were weaknesses others might suffer from, but not Conrad Kurz. His breathing deepened, and the tenebrous chamber came alive to him. Kurz felt power in the darkness, the cold intellect of hunters and creatures of the night that killed beneath its cloak. Lethal instincts honed on 1,000 battlefields were now heightened to undreamed-of levels and would now serve him equally well on this one. He spread his arms wide, and a ripple of psychic force pulsed like the blast wave of an explosion with Kurz at its epicenter. The hanging glow strips filling the chamber exploded in quick succession, detonating one after another in showers of pellucid sparks. Broken glass tinkled musically to the steel deck in a glass rain. Sputtering power cables swayed from the ceiling, hissing and fizzing like angry snakes as electrical discharge strobed blue across the room. Hostile red warning lights blinked. Cold light eased inside. The door opened, and a handful of armored warriors stood, silhouetted. Kurz leapt straight up, gripping the open lattice structure of the nearest column and swinging himself up into the deeper darkness of the chamber before the light could reach him. His legs swung around the column, and he climbed higher as the warriors spread out with their halberds extended before them. He heard them call his name, their voices echoing in the darkness. A twist of muscle, and he was airborne, a glimmering shadow of dead stars and extinction. The warriors below would have the senses of their battle plate to penetrate the darkness, but they paled in comparison to those of the Night Lord's Primarch. Where others saw only light and dark, Kurz saw all the myriad hues and shades that were invisible to those who had not become one with its fuliginous depths. One of the Phoenix Guard stood directly beneath him, scanning the chamber for its captive occupant, unaware that his doom lurked in the shadows above. Kurz spun around the column, looping lower with each revolution and holding his hand out like an axe blade. The warrior died with his head sliced cleanly from his shoulders, the iron flesh of the Primarch smashing through his armored gorget. No sooner was the blow delivered than Kurz was in motion, swooping through the darkness like a shadow. Cries of alarm echoed as his jailers realized he was amongst them, stabbing beams of helmet lamps crisscrossing madly as they sought to pinpoint his location. With skill born of decades spent as a murderous hunter of men, Kurz ghosted invisibly between the beams of light. Another warrior fell with his torso ripped open, blood squirting from torn arteries like ruptured pressure hoses. Gunfire split the darkness, starbursts of muzzle flashes as the warriors opened fire on their unseen attacker. None came close. For wherever they fired, Kurz was already far from harm's way, spinning through the air like a malignant phantom and twisting between the bolts and wildly slashing blades.